Springfield Bishop Mitchell Rosansky Monday announced a $1 million donation from the diocese to the Sisters of St. Joseph, a 130-year-old religious order whose members taught generations of students in parochial schools throughout western Massachusetts and elsewhere in New England.
Now, it's our turn to repay the tremendous debt we owe these sisters for all they have done for us.
The donation from the diocese goes to the Support the Sisters campaign to raise $5 million to meet the order's unfunded retirement needs. The campaign is now about halfway to the goal, according to the president of the religious order. The fundraising campaign has been based in Springfield, but will now expand to other places where the nuns from the order worked, including the Diocese of Worcester, Fall River, Burlington, Vermont, and Providence, Rhode Island.
I hope this will be an inspiration to others to share in giving to the sisters and in helping them in their need.
Rosansky said the Sisters of St. Joseph had a great influence in shaping society in New England throughout much of the 1900s.
They really took a generation of immigrant children and mainstreamed them into American society.
Sister Maxine Schneider, president of the Sisters of St. Joseph, said she was humble and grateful for the generous gift from the diocese.
In the names of each of our sisters, I thank you for this remarkable gift of $1 million. It will help to provide the basic necessities, food, clothing, shelter, transportation, for our elder sisters. And many of us are here today who will be the beneficiaries.
The order currently has 219 members whose median age is 76. The nuns who took vows of poverty received subsistence wages as teachers in the 1960s that amounted to about $50 per month. Their average Social Security payment is $597 a month.
And in past years, way back, the system worked very well. You know, so many of us went to Catholic schools without paying tuition. But a side effect was we sisters were never able to put aside money for these days when we need it for retirement.
Financial projections in 2013 had the order's retirement fund going bankrupt by 2018. So drastic steps were taken to cut expenses, including selling the Mount Marie Mother House in Holyoke and its 84-bed nursing home. Sisters located there at the time of the sale last year were transferred to other religious communities in the Boston area.
We were determined to do everything we could ourselves. And so in doing that, we greatly reduced the amount that we still needed to raise in order to care for our sisters. It was a drastic reduction. And I am very confident of how the campaign has been going.
46 members of the religious order are still working. Some are in education, others in social work. Several are employed by the sheriff's departments in Hamden and Berkshire counties. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.